Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you're anything like me, you're so sick of COVID, you are ready to go on vacation, and you are ready to enjoy yourself. And one place I really, really love to go, I don't go as often as I want to because it's so expensive, one place I really like to go is Hawaii. Now, it's not pronounced Hawaii, it's pronounced Hawaii. But I'll pronounce it Hawaii because when I pronounce it Hawaii, people are like, you're pronouncing it wrong. But it's Hawaii. Anyway, so I love Hawaii. It's a fantastic state. You know, I also love that you're also, you know, supporting America, you know, with your tourist dollars. I like traveling to Mexico. I like traveling to the Caribbean. But Hawaii, you just feel like, yeah, you know, I'm supporting America and all that. Governor Ige is great. He's declared Hawaii Blood Donation Day September 4th. I think the state is fantastic. I understand that they are in, you know, a tough position because, you know, they're out there in the middle of the Pacific. But sadly, they deal with a lot of mainland issues because us tourists go out there. But this was a very interesting statement. In fact, pretty blunt. And I'm sorry, my nose is running. It's so blunt. I was like, whew, felt like I got hit in the nose with this one. They're saying don't come. They're saying don't come. Tourists, no. Take a pass. And they are worried because the state is struggling to respond to the COVID surge. So according to Governor Ige, he says it is not a good time to travel to the islands. I encourage everyone to restrict and curtail travel to Hawaii. This is at a news conference yesterday. He said, is a lockdown on the table? Yes, it would be if the number of cases continue to grow exponentially as it has in the last 10 weeks. Then we will have to take action to limit and ensure that the hospitals aren't overrun. So those of us from Vegas going, Vegas, baby, yeah, mahalo. Those of us, well, I don't think he wants us coming. He added that he doesn't have a specific trigger day for when a stay-at-home might be imposed. So Hawaiians are like, okay, great, we're going to be in some deep, you know, deep volcano ash if we don't, you know, curb this COVID. I guess the state is grappling with rapid community spread of Delta variant. I know everybody's blaming the first Delta case in Hawaii on Vegas. You know, listen, I cannot confirm that that's the only reason why they have Delta. But sadly, the first case that got clocked ended up being somebody who traveled to Vegas for vacation. And then that prompted the governor to say, don't be going to Vegas. And I'm like, come on. We love Hawaiians coming to Vegas. Hawaiians know how to party. They're awesome. And they're so nice. You know, the tourists, the Hawaiian tourists are so nice because they get it. You know, they get it. They're from a tourist state. So here's Nevada, tourist state. They go, we get you. You know, there's some people that don't tip well. We're like, I know, they don't tip well. What the heck? So, you know, we're blood. We're family. So, anyway. So, you know, a lot of us were hopefully planning on sneaking out a trip. You know, my previous students who have now graduated, pretty, pretty smart, because right after lockdowns opened, they got some killer ticket prices to go to Hawaii. They're like, Dr. Dahlia, let's go. Let's do this. And I'm like, I'm not going to get into a bathing suit. I'm not going to wear a bathing suit. I should have gone. The heck with how I looked at a bathing suit. I could have worn a muumuu. I got to tell you, they were getting tickets for $200-$300 a pop to go to Hawaii. And I didn't take advantage of that. But they are asking for essential business activities only, which means if I think I have to do something for Blood Donation Day, that's technically business. If there's a medical conference, that might be business. So maybe I'll try to do that. But they are concerned because apparently restaurant capacity is limited. Rental vehicles are limited. The whole rental car market, that was a cluster and a half. Poor people who worked in the rental car market, because remember, rental cars, because of travel, in order to stay alive, many rental car companies had to sell their fleet. So now they're trying to buy back fleet, and there's a shortage. I understand why rental companies did what they had to do, but you're going to Hawaii, many times you need a rental car. There's not enough Lyft or Uber drivers. So you might go there and then be stuck at the airport. You're like, oh, well, if I had to be stuck anywhere, you know, being stuck in Hawaii. You're not being stuck on a beautiful beach. Being stuck at the airport is not how you want to spend Hawaii vacation. So they're, you know, they've had more than 9,300 new cases in the past 2 weeks. 9,300. They're seeing their hospitals and ICUs filling up, which also is another thing, too. Before you make any sort of travel, look at their hospital situation. You know, we had just spoken to an internal medicine physician from Mississippi. Now, I practice in Mississippi, but I practice remotely. And he had said their hospitals are full. So before you travel, we said this last year, you want to kind of know what the hospital situation is, because you never, ever know when, you know, the poop's going to hit the fan. So if you have tickets to Hawaii, I would really watch their, I would see if it's refundable. Two, you want to look at if they do make these recommendations, is that enough for you to get a refund? And three, you might want to rethink booking. And I hate to say that because I want Hawaii to get tourist dollars. Yeah, I mean, you know, if people are freaking out about traveling to Hawaii, then they're not going to spend money there. But I'm telling you right now, the second something opens up, boom, you can buy a ticket, you can get down there. I hear it was wide open. I hear being in Hawaii post-pandemic wave was fantastic. It's a different Hawaii than what we're used to seeing on Waikiki Beach, where it's all pretty busy. But we got Christmas coming up. We got Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up. So we need to, you know, obviously try to hook up with our family members. We don't know what's going on with the next COVID wave. I'm hoping this Delta wave starts to subside. In fact, I think in L.A. County, I think some of their case count went down, even though in another county it went up again. But hopefully the Delta wave will subside by September, October. We'll get a little bit of a reprieve Thanksgiving. Then my guess is come Christmas time, there's going to be another wave, and hopefully not that COVID-22. So check on your tickets. For those of you that are planning to travel to Hawaii, just keep in mind that you might have to test. Make sure you have your vaccine, you know, because, you know, rules are changing all the time. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We do have some breaking news. Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts has died at the age of 80. We are being told he had some emergency surgery, and he was surrounded by his family. And he did, from what we understand, die peacefully. May he rest in peace. But he had to pull out of the band's U.S. tour. Can you imagine them touring at the in their 70s and 80s? He did pull out of the tour because he had to have surgery. And he's the London-born drummer. He was a part of the 1963 Rolling Stones, famous Rolling Stones, after meeting Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Brian Jones while playing in rhythm and blues clubs. Along with Jagger and Richards, Watts featured on every one of the band's studio albums, and he has been regarded as one of the greatest drummers of all time. And so, you know, sadly, you know, we lost another icon. It's so hard when you see, you know, people that, and again, Rolling Stones was still before my time, but you couldn't grow up in the 80s and not know who the Rolling Stones were or appreciate their music. So, you know, we'll know more about his medical conditions, you know, in probably the coming weeks, but sadly, he left us. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Governor Cuomo, as you know, has left the building. Kathy Hochul is going to be the first female New York governor. But people have asked, you know, why did Cuomo get an Emmy? And does he still deserve the Emmy? Well, apparently that answer has now been answered for us, where his Emmy has been stripped. Former New York Governor Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, has been stripped of his Emmy Award due to the sexual assault allegations. That was validated in a New York Attorney General's report. The International Academy has rescinded its 2020 International Emmy Founders Award from the politician. He was chosen in honor of the award for his daily COVID briefings during the pandemic. I think he and his brother Chris Cuomo would joke around and they would, I don't know, make fun of his nose and have this Q-tip and they would do. And I guess people liked it because they thought they saw a softer side of the governor and it added a little bit of, you know, levity to the situation. I don't understand why he won an Emmy for that. And then he was supposedly going to have a bestseller book in light of what was going on with the nursing homes. So understandable. I do believe everybody is innocent until proven guilty. But I just don't know if the Emmy Award was appropriate anyway. You know, I mean, I get that. You know, in the media, there should be media awards for fantastic reporting during times of crisis. And I think we will see some people, you know, be awarded for some really, really fantastic work throughout the crisis. But, you know, him getting an Emmy Award for what he did with his brother on CNN, I mean, I don't know. I think it really diminishes the Emmy. So it was taken away not because they rethought him deserving it, but because of what happened with the sexual assault allegations. So he had been hailed for having valiant efforts to inform the public and control New York's COVID pandemic. And so a statement from the International Academy of Television Arts and Sciences said the International Academy announced today that in light of the New York Attorney General's report and Andrew Cuomo's subsequent resignation as governor, it is rescinding his special 2020 International Emmy Award. His name and any reference to his receiving the award will be eliminated from International Academy materials going forward. So, apparently the reasoning at the time, it's really interesting because we really have to rethink what we're doing with media. And I think this kind of opens up a discussion on what media really should be doing and how people need to be careful about their own personal agenda. At the time, International Academy President and CEO Bruce Paisner said in a press release, the governor's 111 daily briefings work so well because he effectively created television shows with characters, plot lines, and stories of success and failure. People around the world tuned in to find out what was going on, and New York became a symbol of the determination to fight back. So he won, I guess, the Founders Award. It honors an individual who crosses cultural boundaries to touch our common humanity. Well, he left office last night, 12 a.m., 2 weeks after he said he was going to resign. The new governor said she's going to not keep anybody who was involved, obviously, in the scandal, but she is going to keep much of the staff, at least for 45 days, as she's interviewing new staff. Some of them might be well worth keeping. And you know, weren't really accomplices. They might have been victims. So it'll be interesting to see. But, you know, going back to media, this is where politicians are. This is why politicians are some of the worst people to be in charge of public health crises, because a politician's main job, and I'm not accusing any particular politician, but a politician's main job, by definition, is to get elected. Now, you would think their main job is to serve the people. But if they don't get reelected or help their side get elected, they are deemed an ineffective politician. So their main goal is to get elected, to stay elected, possibly get reelected, and then to move on within the political spectrum. In media, the main job for media is to attract viewers, attract advertisers. They go hand in hand. If you have good ratings, you could get advertisers. So the media, the whole purpose of the media is to give unbiased, direct news. You think if you do that, then the viewers will come, the advertisers will come. But these main goals of media, and it's nothing that's shameful, that's just the nature of the beast, is to make sure you have listeners, you have viewers. Now, me as a doctor, I have a different oath. Okay, I have an oath, I have a Hippocratic oath. So I have to be medically sound. I am telling you right now, talking about COVID on air is no big win from an advertising standpoint. It's no big win for an entertainment standpoint. What would have gotten me higher ratings, probably advertisers, probably more listeners, if I had been very, let's say, political and very bombastic with a lot of my talk. But I had a job to do. Maybe I had some funny segments on things, but when it came to COVID, when it came to scare, when it came to the truth about masks, vaccines, what you should do to protect yourself, I can't put myself first. I have to put you guys first. Even if it means the show might not have the best ratings. And I don't know what our ratings are. Maybe the ratings went up. I know we got a lot more affiliates, and I'm really grateful. We have a lot more listeners. But, getting awards in radio, no. I'm not even applying for awards in radio. That's just not what my job was. Just like when, there was the Joplin tornado or the fires in Northern California, those people on the radio had a job to do. It didn't have anything to do with advertisers or it's not supposed to. So you are supposed to jump in and do what you need to do. And so it is frustrating when you see people in politics start getting media awards and you are like, okay, wait a second here. It's going to give other politicians ideas going, wait a second. Because honestly, Cuomo was going to run for president. I mean, his aspirations, there were, once he was the love child of COVID, that he could have gone really, really far politically. So there's other politicians thinking the same. All right, well, what I'll do is I'll do some funny stunts and I'll go on TV and I'll na-na-na-na-na-na. Okay? I mean, you got to put people first. Now, if you're not putting your staff first, if you're not putting your state first, he didn't. He put himself first. If he would have put the state first, the state might not have had to change governors mid-pandemic. Now, hopefully Governor Cochran is going to do an amazing job. She probably will. I don't know much about her political background. But I think we really need to rethink what sort of quan we're giving politicians, people in the media, when it comes to what they do during time of crisis. Because to me, somebody who takes off their suit jacket and tie and, is in there in the hospital parking lot working with people, that to me is a hero. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR PDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The biggest credo in the military is no man left behind, no one left behind. And that's precisely what we were doing. We were violating the trust and moral obligation that we gave them.
Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCaul reacting to the news that President Biden says he will not extend the August 31st deadline to withdraw U.S. combat troops from Afghanistan. Governor Gavin Newsom wants federal help responding to the historic wildfires raging throughout California. State authorities say more than 42,000 residents are evacuated in fire zones across nine counties. A presidential mayor disaster declaration would not only help the firefight, it would also provide housing assistance, food aid, counseling, and medical services. Firefighters in California continuing to fight the massive Dixie Fire. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Joe Biden has declared a major disaster area exists in the state of Tennessee and ordered federal aid after record downpours and flash flooding left at least 21 dead over the weekend. The president has ordered federal aid to help local rescue efforts, with the action making funding available to affected people in Humphreys County. This Humphreys County sheriff saying,
talking about houses that's been removed from the foundation. I'm talking about houses that people can't even get into because the floors are gone.
Janet Rice lost her family business. She tells NBC News,
no one has flood insurance. People are devastated. And how do you recover this? I mean, there's people that their whole lives are gone.
Kathy Hochul is getting right to work on key issues in New York State on her first day in office. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned on Monday following numerous sexual harassment allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we deal with COVID, you know, we worry about some limiting factors. Is there going to be enough oxygen? Are there going to be enough hospital beds? Are there going to be enough monoclonal antibody treatments for early intervention? But we keep forgetting that if we have doctors and nurses say, I'm out, I'm done, then none of this can, you know, none of the efforts to help, you know, overcome a serious COVID infection can come into play. And we're being told that a bunch of South Florida doctors staged a walkout. 75 of them staged a symbolic walkout on Monday to highlight a surge in unvaccinated COVID-19 patients hospitalized in the state. Now, we don't know how many people in the hospital are vaccinated versus unvaccinated, but we are being told that the majority of them are unvaccinated. The doctors who participated in the demonstration in Palm Beach Gardens cited fatigue and frustration with misinformation that has contributed to vaccine hesitancy in the state. Some of the doctors briefly walked out of their shifts to participate in the protest. They said it's incredibly frustrating because we know the vaccines are safe and effective, and it's people that go out and talk against them that really go against physicians and medicine and science. It's not the message we want to get across to people. Now, this is J.T. Snarski, one of the doctors who participated in the walkout, told MSNBC vaccines are safe and we need to get our communities vaccinated. They say more Florida hospitals are nearing capacity in their intensive care units as the state contends with the surge of COVID-19 cases, according to Fox News, due to the Delta variant. They said as of this week, about 86% of the state's hospital beds were full, prompting alarm from public health officials. 63% of Florida residents have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, 51% fully vaccinated. So they think that the full FDA approval is going to help reduce some vaccine hesitancy. And DeSantis has mobilized a rapid response unit this week to administer monoclonal antibody treatments to COVID-19 patients to try to ease pressure on hospitals. I think it's fantastic. I don't know why it's taken so long, you know, for us to have monoclonal antibodies being done. Even in our neck of the woods, I can't tell you where to go. I remember months ago there was one location near one of the hospitals. I'm not exactly sure where, you know, our monoclonal antibody treatments are happening. My guess is we just don't have enough. But this is something that I keep getting frustrated by. We keep hearing vaccine misinformation, that the vaccine hesitancy is because of vaccine misinformation. Now, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on YouTube. I don't see the, oh, you're going to have nanoparticles injected into you. Now, I've heard that. The media has said that is a big piece of vaccine misinformation, and I agree. I don't believe there's nanoparticles in our bodies from the nanotechnology, shall we say, from these vaccines. But, you know, everybody keeps saying, oh, it's misinformation. Yeah, and even Facebook has said, okay, what's our fault again? What I'm hearing when people are not getting the vaccine is they don't trust the studies. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. If they're feeling good, why put something in their body that could cause them to have to go and try to find a hospital 50 minutes away? And the other thing, too, is we forget in Florida we have a lot of Cubans, Puerto Ricans, people from Mexico, Latinos. And, we train doctors to understand cultural differences in medicine. It's a very Americanized, WASPy sort of medical ideology of if you're well, go and get a vaccine because that vaccine will prevent something down the pike. As an American, a first generation of American, I embraced it. You know, my mom would get us vaccinated. You know, my father had a tough time because he wasn't American. His parents were from Germany and Austria, and they escaped to Israel during the Holocaust. And then he comes to America. So, you know, for him, he's like, you know, but still, we all got our vaccines. My father died way before COVID, and I'm sure he would have gotten the COVID vaccine. But I do understand cultural differences where, you wait a second, you're healthy, and you're going to have somebody put something into your body? Well, because in America, we've learned that polio is bad. Tetanus is bad. My mom had a relative who died of tetanus. So in our family, we kind of learned you want to get the vaccines. But that's because, again, my mom's American, and that it's an American ideology. Well, America is a melting pot. And you have many people of many different cultures that still don't ascribe to to, okay, we're going to get a vaccination when we're healthy in case something happens in the future. That, you know, we have to understand that many cultures haven't embraced that. They will treat something when it comes, but they're not going to take a risk. And I don't know if, you know, many of the cultures have started to change and embrace that thinking, but there are many, many cultures out there that are like, no, that doesn't make sense to me. If I'm sick, I'll deal with it. That's when I'll take my chances. So misinformation keeps being brought up, but what nobody's bringing up is cultural differences. There are cultural differences. Yeah, we spoke to a doctor who's an internal medicine doctor in Mississippi. I'm licensed in Mississippi, Alabama. I talk to my patients who are unvaccinated. They just don't trust something that hasn't been out for years. That's not misinformation. That's a trust issue. Some people are trusting, some aren't. So, you know, I get that these doctors were being symbolic. I get that they're exhausted, and as far as I'm concerned, they get a pass. But I have to tell you, I got exhausted from taking care of patients who weren't taking care of themselves from a diet standpoint. Were over taking medications for pain, for sleep that they got from other doctors. I mean, we in medicine are going to fatigue and burn out, and it's not just COVID. Smokers. It's so frustrating to deal with COPD year after COPD year because they're a smoker. So do we walk out? You know, and like I said, they have a pass. I understand why they did that. I think they had to kind of raise alertness going, look guys, you know, if there's no doctors here, you know, and they're putting themselves at risk, so I get that. The only thing is I hope this doesn't become a trend because all we do as doctors is see patients that might not be making good choices. I mean, if I'm working in a trauma ER and there's somebody who didn't wear a seatbelt, I mean, do I walk out? I got to take care of them. There are people that do, you know, things that aren't really ideal for their health. They might not wear a bike helmet. They might not wear a seatbelt. They might smoke. They might drink too much alcohol. They might mix drugs. So our job as doctors is to still cure the smart, the stupid, the innocent, the guilty. That's what we do. So I get why they did that. People need to realize that we're understaffed. We need, you know, doctors need all the help they could get. But I really hope this doesn't become a trend because this is kind of our job, sadly. And if there's an earthquake and somebody blames climate change, our doctor's going to walk out saying, well, you guys did this because of climate change. We can't do that. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date.
Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. There's an app. It's called Reface, where you could be Rambo. I could be Gal Gadot and Wonder Woman. I could be Harley Quinn, and they put your face on the. It's probably dangerous because that means somebody could do face recognition. And now use your face. But anyway, I think it is so awesome where I could put myself on a football player, right, face. So anyway, I just fooled around with that. It's that's, if you ever wonder what radio people do in between segments, usually it's getting ready for the next segment. But man, this next segment was a little scary to me, and so I just didn't want to get my heart rate up before I talked about it. Have you guys seen this video of a tortoise, which is supposed to be vegetarian, by the way, goes after a little baby bird and bites basically its head off? Have you seen this? Oh, my gosh, it's just mean. And I guess there's a bird, and I don't understand why the bird isn't flying away. It's like the bird isn't maybe able to fly. I mean, it looks like the bird has wings, and the bird just kind of sits there and taunts the tortoise. This is, I believe, on Fregate Island in the Indian Ocean. Beautiful island, by the way. You see a couple tortoises. And the bird is just sitting there and not almost like not even scared. The tortoise comes near it. And then the bird, maybe the bird is a mom and doesn't want to leave the nest, so is trying to scare off the tortoise. Sadly, the tortoise opens up its mouth and very slow. I mean, it's like a 15-minute, I guess, you know, I'm not sure why it takes so long, but then the tortoise grabs at its head and kills it with its jaw instantaneously. And this has been like freaking people out on social media. It's called a tern chick. So I guess it's a baby bird. I don't understand why the bird wasn't flying away. Cambridge University released a video on various platforms, and it called out the odd behavior for a supposedly, quote, vegetarian animal. And it also teaches us to not underestimate a slow tortoise. Dr. Justin Gerlach, who is director of studies at Peterhouse, Cambridge, and an affiliated researcher at the University of Cambridge Museum of Zoology, led a study based on the footage. Said the giant tortoise pursued the tern chick along a log, finally killing the chick and eating it. It was a very slow encounter, with the tortoise moving at its normal slow walking pace. Actually, the whole interaction took 7 minutes, and it was quite horrifying. Now, he theorized the unusual conditions on the island might have played a role in the encounter. I'm sure somebody out there is going to say climate change. But he says these days, Fregate Island's combination of tree nesting terns and giant tortoise populations is unusual. But our observation highlights that when ecosystems are restored, totally unexpected interactions between species may appear, things that probably happened commonly in the past, but we've never seen before. Anna Zora, a conservation manager on the island, filmed footage back in July 2020. She said that she happened upon the encounter and started filming when she realized what she was witnessing. Apparently, Fregate Island is a privately owned island in the Seychelles Island grouping. So I find that fascinating in that you have a tortoise that's slow, slower than slow. And it kind of reminded me of that Austin Powers segment. I think it was in the second or third movie where somebody is screaming that they're going to be, you know, mowed down by the ice smoother. And they're like yards away. And Austin Powers like, get out of the way. They just sit there and scream and scream. And they're like, you could get away. The bird didn't get away, and I don't understand that. Unless the bird was trying to protect babies, I'm not really sure what's going on. But what that means is never underestimate something you think is slow, something you think is vegetarian. Trust me, I think a vegetarian could, if you push them, it'll eat meat. Now, I didn't see the tortoise eat the bird. Maybe the tortoise just wanted to kill the bird, but we are being told that a vegetarian tortoise ate a bird. That makes that tortoise non-vegetarian. Maybe it had rabies. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Havana Unana. This Havana syndrome is very weird. And we are being told that Kamala Harris's flight from Singapore was delayed by 3 hours because of Havana syndrome. She was supposed to leave Vietnam, but was held back after anomalous health incident in Hanoi that made 2 U.S. staffers ill. Havana syndrome is not supposed to be happening in Vietnam.
So Vice President Kamala Harris's departure from Singapore was delayed by 3 hours because of this health incident. That was supposed to be her next stop in her Asia trip. Anomalous health incident is what the U.S. government calls Havana syndrome. It's a mysterious condition that causes headaches, brain injury, and other issues. Officials said the decision was made to continue to the trip, but did not offer many details. They said earlier this evening, the vice president's traveling delegation was delayed from departing Singapore because the vice president's office was made aware of the report of a recent possible health incident in Hanoi, Vietnam. After careful assessment, a decision was made to continue with the vice president's trip. So at least two personnel had to be medevaced out of the country after these incidents over the weekend. So they occurred at their staffers' homes. We don't really understand what the heck it is. They say most staff are working from home because of the coronavirus pandemic. More than 200 U.S. officials and personnel around the world have complained of these symptoms. Migraines, hearing loss, dizziness, in cases believed to be Havana syndrome. They're going to probably change that because, again, we're trying to get away from biasing certain cities or countries. And yeah. So two U.S. officials stationed in Berlin reported symptoms of Havana syndrome in mid-August. Now, they said the vice president did not answer questions from reporters when she landed in Vietnam around 10 p.m. local time. She went to her overnight location and will not have any events until Wednesday. She was scheduled to head to Vietnam at 4 p.m. local time after wrapping up a second day in Singapore, but reporters traveling with the vice president were taken back to their hotel rooms without explanation, held there until Harris departed from Singapore's Paya Lebar Air Base. So, Kamala Harris, this has been a very interesting trip because with what's going on in Afghanistan, I don't know if she has a nervous laugh, but she laughs a lot when she gets asked something that is a little controversial. And so I don't think so much she's laughing about the situation. I think it's a nervous laugh. I get that because sometimes I have a nervous laugh. And so, you know, she and her role with the, you know, the southern border and what's going on with Afghanistan, she's in a tough position because if she wants to be president later, she's going to want to distance herself from anything Biden did with Afghanistan. Even if Biden can claim he ended the war, this has been an absolute cluster. So she doing her, you know, current trip in Asia is part of her foreign policy, you know, CV building. And you know, sadly for her political career, questions usually about Afghanistan and Taliban take over. Even though she's trying to stay on message, emphasizing the U.S. as a global leader, talking about trade issues in Asia. But, you know, people have accused her of being tone deaf, going ahead with her visit there while America struggles to evacuate tens of thousands of people. And, you know, when some people go, look, you know, why are they giving her, you know, so much slack with this? Well, because, she's doing it for, you know, sound bites, for, you know, press, for, you know, I get the vice president needs to do what they need to do, but we do have a crisis going on. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.